So good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer this morning. Father, with great joy, we bow down before you. Help us to quiet down. And Lord, you blessed us with another glorious psalm today, and we just stand in amazement at how many facets there are to you and all good, and how you speak through your word. And today we want to test our memory, Lord. We want to remember you. We want to remember what you have done for us. We are so prone to forget. You bless us over the top, and one, two days or hours later, we say, where are you, Lord? You haven't blessed me since yesterday or whatever, Lord. And so as we look at this Psalm 103, which is one of the most well-known psalms, really, and it's just all about praising you. It's all about blessing you and how we need that. We are so self-centered. We want it all about us. Bless me and meet my needs. And let me tell you about all of me. And oh, Lord, may we just cast me aside here and just look to you this morning. And speaking for myself primarily. And so we want to worship you and we want to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Psalm 103 is praise for the Lord's mercies. And it begins with, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then for emphasis again, bless the Lord, O my soul. And he goes on into things to remember. So I thought we would start off by just singing this Maranatha praise song of Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty. So let us sing that together, if we may. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare the mighty.
So Psalm 103, I like what Spurgeon wrote about this in this regard. He said, kind of interesting thing, there is too much in the psalm for 1,000 pens to write. It is one of those all-comprehending scriptures which is a Bible in itself. It might alone almost suffice for the hymn book of the church. So as we go through this psalm, I think you will agree and you know it, so this is not new ground, but we have bless Yahweh. There's Yahweh in here, or Yahweh, or Jehovah, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, 11 times in this psalm in 22 verses. So there's one every other verse or average. Bless the Lord. What does bless mean? Well, it basically means to praise, but it's even more than praise. It's really praise coupled with adoration and thanksgiving. So we want to praise him for what he has done. We want to thank him for what he has done. We want to remember what he has done for us. The word all in here is used over and over and over. This is an all-inclusive psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. What does that mean to you? What is all that is within me? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So how many of his benefits can you remember? As we start to think, they just kind of keep on coming, don't they? Because they're innumerable, really. But we want to remember, it says, and forget not. Now, when I'm asking these questions, I'm not expecting an answer in this group. I'm just expecting to, because I'm not looking for a discussion. I'm just looking to have us think, what does that really mean to me? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in within me, and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives. Oh, sorry, now he starts down the list of some of these things. First one is forgiveness. And forgets not all his benefit, who what? Forgives all your iniquities. Think about that. There's no iniquities he won't forget if you confess them to him. Amazing to have a God who forgets them, who forgives them, and forgets them, will not bring them up again. How thankful are you for that? Who forgives all our iniquities? It's been said, if all the mental patients in the world could actually understand that there would be just a handful of them not mental patients anymore. Because most of them are so bound by guilt, they're just destroyed. And they can't get over it. And they can go to therapy, and they can go to institutions, they go to all this. The only one who can take that away is the Lord. And he's given that to us. Who forgives all your iniquities. Wow. Who heals all your diseases. Now you look at that and you say, well, I don't know. I've still got this, and I've still got that, and I've got friends that are dying from cancer and dying from all kinds of things, and I'm praying for them. Continue to pray. But when will he totally heal all your diseases? When you take your last breath. Not until. So when you really get down and pray fervently for patients who are really struggling, don't be surprised if the Lord takes them home. Oh, they weren't healed. Yes, they were. Really healed, right? Who heals all your diseases, and this, who redeems your life from destruction. We're talking here about resurrection. Resurrection. Who redeems your life from destruction. Think about the unbeliever that may be next door to you or whoever. They don't know the Lord. They don't have any redeemer from their destruction. But the body of Christ does, you do, who redeems your life permanently from destruction. So when we're talking about the healing, think about the permanent healing from the disease of sin. That's the biggie that 100% of the people have, is the disease of sin, right? But he's taken that away, so he has redeemed us from that. And then he goes ahead, who crowns you with what? Think of these two things, loving kindness, tender mercies. Wow. Verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Every time today you take a bite of food, think about what that really means. Where did that come from? What was the original source of your pasta, or the original source of your croissant, or whatever it was? It's all something God has provided. Now, man may have ground it up and taken all of the nutrients out of it, but it's still all from the Lord, right? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, I'll let that verse rest with you, because in some days I can really relate to that, and other days I have a little more trouble. But still, He is renewing us. He refreshes us. Just think about how exhausted you can be, and in maybe a 15, 20-minute nap, you are so restored, or maybe it takes a little longer than that for the body to be restored, but your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now, those first five things are basically what He's done for you, what He's done for me. Now, these next verses 6 through 19, we're going to talk about Him. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all. I love that word all again. The Lord executes righteousness and justice. Think of that. Where do you find righteous and justice in the world today apart from the Lord? I don't think you find any. But the Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That's everybody. There's no limit to that. It's available to everyone. No private clubs or anything like that. It's available for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the children of Israel. Oh, yes. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious. Think of that. Merciful and gracious. I think mercy is given to us over 200 times in the Bible. He is a merciful God. Slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Abounding in mercy. He's just not merciful. He's abounding in it. Abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us. Now, we can take that a couple of different ways. One way is a scary way, you know. He's not going to put up with an unbeliever who constantly resists Him. He will not always strive with him. But with us, He will never let go of us. He will not let go of them either. But if they're going to rebel continually, then that's a different story. Nor will He keep His anger forever. Now, all of the false gods were believed to be angry all the time. All the pagan gods. And of course, if we look at people today who are trying to be gods, the One World Order group and all, are not they angry all the time? I mean, they want to put diapers on cows because we've got climate change problems. And I mean, boy, talk about intelligent beings. They are very intelligent, but they have no wisdom. So without the Lord, they're fools. Verse 10, I love it. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Now, I know some people, whenever you ask them how they're doing, they almost by rote say, better than I deserve. And that's such a true and profound statement, but I wouldn't really say that unless I really meant it, right? But aren't we all much better than we deserve? Is there anyone? There cannot be a believer. Cannot be any believers who are not better than they deserve. Because we've all sinned. We've all sinned. Nor punished us according to our iniquities. Verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy. There, mercy again. So great is His mercy toward those who fear Him. Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. And I've known you, I know you've all heard this from Pastor Chuck many times, but it doesn't say north from the south, because that's a limitation. If you want to go south from here, you'll eventually come to the South Pole, and then you'll go north again, and then you'll go south again. And what's that, about half the circumference of the earth, or whatever it is? But it's limited. It's a number of 1,000 miles. I don't know, 12,000 miles or whatever it is. But the east from the west, that's infinite. You can go east forever or you go west forever. So this basically is saying He's removing those infinitely from us. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. And then verse 13, as a father pities or has compassion, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Now, this one is a good one these are all good ones, but some of these hit harder than others. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Think of that verse when you say, oh, I'm going to be tough. I'm not going to show any weakness, man. I'm strong and all. You're dust. The Lord knows that. He remembers that we are dust. Yeah, I'd like to stand straight. And when I walk by a window or a mirror, I straighten up, you know, man, look at that, a little better. But 30 seconds later, back down. Dust. And as the dust gets older, it kind of clumps together more. You know. Instead of being this tall, you're a little shorter. Verse 15, as for man, his days are like grass. You know, if you made a list today of the 10 most influential, powerful men in the world, you would probably be astounded at the power they have. But add about 30, 40, 50 years and not one of them will be here anymore. They'll be gone. All be gone. They may grasp and try to gain laws and everything to keep them in power, but they'll be gone. As for man, his days are like grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourishes, for the wind passes over it and it's gone. All of us will soon be with the Lord. Praise the Lord, it's not ending for us. But this life here on these bodies is. Its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Think of that. On those who fear him and his righteousness to children's children. His righteousness to your grandchildren. Why? To all of them? Well, to such as keep his covenant. And to those who remember his commandments to do them. Some of you know I'm teaching through the book of James right now, and it's all about to be doers. So anytime I see do now, it's just do, yeah. But to those who do them. And so this is not a blanket statement that all your grandchildren are going to be saved, or all your grandchildren are going to experience his mercy forever, because there's a condition there, isn't there? We need to keep his covenant and remember his commandments to do them. If you love me, you will do what I tell you to do, right? Out of love and because of my faith in him. Verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over 80% of the world. Is that what it says? His kingdom rules over all. And now we close with three verses of just pure praise again. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. Heeding the voice of his word, bless the Lord, all you his hosts. I believe that verse 20 is primarily talking to angels. It says, you, his angels. Some people read that. That includes people, it may. Heeding the voice of his word, that would be everybody who's serving him. And then verse 21, bless the Lord all. Now, when you get all in there, now I think that's got us included. Bless the Lord all you, his hosts. Now, hosts again, some see hosts in the moon and the stars, and I think that's certainly true in Scripture. But this is all of, I think, bless the Lord. We're all to praise him. All creation, basically what these two verses say to me. All creation, actually three verses, all creation is to praise him. And we're part of it, aren't we? You ministers of his, that's us, who do his pleasure. And then a catch-all, bless the Lord, all his works, all creation, in all places of his dominion. So in that last verse, we get all twice. All his works in all places of his dominion. That's everything. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What a psalm, huh? So we want to remember and thank him and praise him and bless him this morning. Father, we thank you for this precious psalm that reminds us the importance of acknowledging you because we love you. And Lord, we do not have words to say, but you know our hearts, Lord. I just pray we would be blessing you with our whole being. That is the soul. Bless you, O my soul, with my whole being. Or bless you, O my whole being. And so now we have that opportunity as this little group to be in one accord as led by your Spirit to lift up our prayers, or supplications, praises, whatever you would put on our heart that we should respond with. And may we be in one accord as we are led by one Spirit. Lead us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. And I know that each of us will have the opportunity to pray all day long, every day, as you would lead us and guide us. And we want to go back now just to the idea of blessing you to close in this one song. And we just thank you for the reminder today of Psalm 103. We pray for a more grateful heart, Lord. May we bless you. So let's stand. Familiar song here for us, 10,000 Reasons.
worship your holy name.
Father, we do want to just praise you and bless you this morning, Lord. 10,000 reasons you ask us are in that song to remember you, and even that's just a drop in the bucket. Lord, we can't do anything really about this nation or about the world or about the wickedness, but you will take care of all of that. But here we are, about 20 soldiers strong. I pray in the coming days and today that we would stand for you and make a difference in the area where you have us, Lord. That we do have control over. And may we be sources of light and salt. And may your love ooze out of us with such power that everybody around us will want you. May they see you in us. Thank you, Lord, for meeting us here, and you always meet us wherever we are. So as we go our separate ways, may we just continue in this spirit of praising you and honoring you and blessing you. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.